Aloha, everyone. Welcome back to Multifamily Live. This is Pili Yarusi, and we are going to talk about all the awesomeness, real estate, mindset. We talk about it all. And today we are going to focus in on finding generational wealth. This is something we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Aloha, everyone. It is Pili Yarusi today, and I have huge news. The Multifamily Live podcast is back, and we just announced the dates for our Multifamily Live 2024. We've been holding this massive event for the last 3 years, and I'm talking massive 3-day event to help people make the leap into multifamily real estate investing and to give current multifamily investors the chance to plug into new market insights, to new strategies, networking opportunities, and so much more. This year, though, Multifamily Live is going to be a little different. It is going to be focused on generational wealth with major emphasis on acquisitions and finding the right properties for long-term equity growth and massive passive income. And three, this year is going to be totally virtual, which means no travel time, no hotel expenses, no extra days off of work, easy access to participate in the full experience without leaving your home. This year, Multifamily Live is happening May 9th through the 11th. And the price to attend the event is going to eventually be $500 or more. It's worth it. But if you jump in now, right now, we're giving our podcast listeners an early bird access for just $197. So jump in now, come be a part of Multifamily Live, and I'll see you in the next episode. Aloha.
So today we're actually going to dig in because somebody yesterday asked me, so what is generational wealth? I hear everybody talking about it. Is it like a great bank account you leave for your friend or for your family? Is it a great like mindset you leave for your friends and family? Like, what really is generational wealth? Well, number one, I think generational wealth is going to mean different things for different people. But for me, and this is my opinion for myself, it means, yes, leaving a wealth of information and capital for my children that lasts generations. And in order to do that, they need to have capital. They need to have money to do the things that will keep the family businesses running, that will keep their lives going. And I want to give them that. But it's also the wealth of knowledge, passing on the things and the tactics and the know-how that my husband and I have gained over the years of us doing real estate and just of being. Because so often, children are left into the system. Children are left to learn from their teachers, from the world, from TV, from their tablets. And they are not taught by their parents how to actually have financial freedom. There's another buzzword, financial freedom. So what Jason and I are striving to do is build a business that we can pass on that will give our children choices. So we should rename this generational choices. There were only so many choices that I was given when I was a child. It was try your best in school, get decent grades, don't get into trouble, which doesn't seem like much of a choice. That was just like things I was told to do. Go to college because that's what you were supposed to do. Luckily, I was also taught to go to a college that I could afford. So I went to a college that I paid for with scholarships and I paid for by working while I was in college. But see, the thing is, what I was not taught was how to be financially independent and to create credits and to actually use debt in a correct fashion. At least I didn't have any, but that's a whole nother podcast. Anyway, so everything that I have learned from the mistakes I made in my 20s and my 30s, and finally learning how to become financially financially free within my 30s and going into my 40s is something that I want to continually show my children, teach others. And so this goes beyond my children. And I extend that to you too, because we all have something to learn and we all have something to teach. So what do you have to teach the next generation? You might not have children, but there's somebody that you know that could benefit from the knowledge that you have. Like, you might be like, Peely, I just started in real estate. Okay, you just started in real estate. But if you've been listening to this podcast if this is the first time you're listening to real estate, welcome. Welcome into this world. Listen to all the podcasts, listen to everything, and then take action. But for all of you that have been in the real estate industry for a while, and by a while, hey, you might have only been here for a year, share your knowledge with someone else. Bring them along with you on this journey. Share with them the amazingness that is financial freedom, that is generational wealth from your perspective. My perspective is generational means the passing down of knowledge. Now, my husband and I also want to pass down funds, and we want to pass down real estate, and we want to pass down all these things to our children, but it's for not if we don't pass down the knowledge. So for my children, if you are listening to this at some point in the very far future or the near future, know that mommy and daddy want this for you. For you who are listening, oh, amazing listener you are, we want this for you too. We want you to find your path. So this is why we are doing these series leading up to our virtual conference, is because we want to lay down this foundation of knowledge that will explode into this conference that we're holding, just to lay down a path for you into what might be the generational wealth of your future, what might be the financial freedom of your future. So if this is the first podcast you're listening to, listen at least back 3 podcasts when we started this series and beyond, because this is going to carry forward. I hope you are learning with us. I hope you are going on this journey with us. And I hope you continue to stay here with us, because if you want to learn about active real estate investing within the multifamily systems or any commercial real estate for that matter, if you want to learn how to passively invest, if you want to learn the ropes of how to correctly passively invest, you have found the right place. We want to be on this journey with you. So, to close, financial freedom and generational wealth for me means passing along of the knowledge, yes, to my children, but also to you and to your children, to anyone who might come across this podcast, to anyone who might be looking to learn how to better themselves and better where they are in life. This is what this podcast is for. We want to help you on the way to freedom. We want to help you on the way to financial freedom, to thought freedom, to again, generational wealth, right? So continue to listen to us. Continue to be here with us, and we will continue to serve you. And if you have any ideas, thoughts, please drop a comment below. Let us know how we can better our systems, better our podcast. And if you want something that's a little bit more meaty, listen to the next few podcasts. We are actually going to be jumping into market study. We're going to be jumping into acquisitions. And I'm going to be bringing back Jason, and we're going to invite Chad King into the podcast and really get into the meat of how to acquire large multifamily. Join us again. So much love, so much aloha. Again, if you loved what you heard, please rate, review, subscribe, hit all the buttons. I'm really, really appreciative of you listening to us, and I will see you again soon. So much aloha.